During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the man in black who only seemed to show up in times of crisis.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. You can call it in if you want to go that route, 855-853-4802. If you prefer to write it in, go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to be a premium subscriber, go ahead. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up today through Apple Podcasts, or you can go through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. My sister Kathy Gordon is here. How's everything today?
Everything's going well. Are we talking about Johnny Cash?
I know. It kind of sounds like it. But like, it's not.
That'd be kind of fun to be haunted by Johnny Cash.
It depends on which Johnny Cash we're talking about, because, you know, he had the wild Johnny Cash drug days.
Here's what's crazy.
I used to work with this guy in radio, Johnny Western. And Johnny Western is the best name ever, by the way.
I guess.
Stage name, because he was a Western music singer. And some country music, but when he would perform, like, he would dress up in Western attire.
Well, of course.
He's so awesome. Like, he's the best guy. So he toured with Johnny Cash for years and years and years. And, like, when Johnny Cash first started out, like, the Folsom Prison era and all that stuff. So Johnny Western's out on tour with Johnny Cash. And like, Johnny Western was godparents to Waylon Jennings' kids, or Waylon Jennings was godparents to his kids. So, and Johnny and I worked together for a really long time. And so we got to be really good friends. And so someone was writing a book about Johnny Cash, and they asked Johnny Western to write the foreword to the book. And he was telling me about that. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. And I said, that's really a nice honor for you of all the people they could have asked. And Johnny goes, and he's dead serious. He goes, well, it's because nobody else remembers. I'm the only one who was sober back then.
Oh, that's funny.
I love that so much. And so he would tell these stories about Johnny Cash that were just crazy, some of the shit that he did. That's so funny. He's like, well, just because I was the only one who remembered.
Nobody, yeah. That's awesome.
So anyway, this is not about Johnny Cash, but it is about a man in black. And this is from someone who has recently written into the show. So, and you're going to recognize this immediately as soon as I start this. Okay. Hello, everyone. I've written in a couple times now, once about a black-eyed child in a red hoodie. Another about a young woman walking through my apartment playing with my dogs.
Oh,
and then it says, my husband and I have never considered ourselves sensitive. However, after listening to many people's experiences, I have begun to wonder. And I think that you and I were both like, she's so sensitive.
Yeah.
Like, you don't see the black-eyed child. Because that was the story. I think the name of
that
episode.
Is
that
the one where she was in bed and heard something, got up and went to the door and looked out?
This is the one where she pulled up to her apartment and there was a kid in a red hoodie sitting outside. And I think the name of the episode's like The Child in the Red Hoodie or something. The Kid in the Red Hoodie or the Black-Eyed Kid in the Red Hoodie. I don't remember. But,
oh, those black-eyed stories just get me.
I know. And then the other one, there was, she had gone home, and there was all these emergency vehicles.
And come to find out, a woman had died.
Mm-hmm. I think it was a car accident. And then she went into her house and saw a woman playing with her dogs.
Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you.
So this
those
is the
really
same
good
woman.
Ones. I'm getting chills just listening to you talk about remembering those.
Yeah, so this is from Crystal. And it says, the one I'm writing about today started as more of my husband and his family's experiences that started to bleed over into my life when we got married. These experiences started when he was just a small child and have continued till this day.
Oh my gosh.
His experiences are about a man in black. His family believes that this man is his mother's grandfather. I'm not sure as to the backstory or why they believe this, but that is who they always refer to when they see him. Having seen this figure, I can only describe what I have seen, and they have described him in the same way. They were very careful not to mention how he looked to them until I had seen him myself, as they didn't want to influence what I saw. He was always described as the man in black. He stands about 6 feet, dress slacks, dress shoes, a buttoned-up collared shirt, a long coat that hits about mid-thigh, long wavy hair to his shoulders, and a black hat that appears more like a fedora, all of this in black. The only feature I can never make out is his face. It's always blocked in the shadow of his hat. There's just a void that is blacker than black, but you can feel his intense stare. There's that term again, blacker than black. We've heard that so many times. In my husband's family, this man always seems to show up when there is a health issue or some emergency. My husband can't remember the first time he saw him. He has just always been around. There are a few times where he has seen him. When his younger brother was 10, he was in the hospital for rheumatic fever. His parents kept having strange experiences, like the elevator going to his floor without them hitting a button. When his father was drinking coffee, the cup rose off of his table and he had to catch it before it hit the floor. They sat in the waiting room and watched as the empty seat beside them creaked and the cushion depressed like someone sat down next to them. His brother fell into a coma. The doctors told them to prepare for the worst. While walking outside trying to come to terms with the news, they felt the urgency to return to the room. As they walked in, they saw this man in black, just for a few seconds, long enough for them to blink, and he was gone. Minutes later, his brother sat up in bed, stating he was hungry and wanted something to eat. He went home from the hospital 2 days later. That's crazy. And the way that sounds is both of them went in and they both saw him.
It sounds like it, yeah.
When my husband was a teenager, about 15 or 16, horrible storms were making their way throughout his hometown in Hamilton, Ohio. He and his family lived on the top floor of a four-story apartment building. He says the tornado sirens were blaring and the tornado warnings were issued throughout the area. He and his family had nowhere to go. They were settled in as best they could when he said you could hear the tornado. It sounded like a freight train barreling down on them. As he saw the furniture on their small apartment balcony fly sideways into the neighboring building, he knew the tornado was about to hit full force. He turned to go further into the back of the apartment when he saw the man in black standing at the entrance to the hallway. Everything stopped. He said the freight train sound had just disappeared, and all that could be heard was rain falling softly on the roof. He said there were more instances here and there for everyone in the family throughout his life. That's interesting that everybody has seen this man in black.
Yeah.
However, I didn't see this man until we'd been married for about 6 or 8. Oops. However, I didn't see this man until we had been married for about 7 or 8 years. My husband's father had a heart attack and was in a medically induced coma. This was his third heart attack, and things were looking pretty grim. It hit everyone pretty hard, and everyone kept wondering why they hadn't seen the man in black. They kept telling me that if they saw him, everything would be okay. Now, I admit, while I believed they believed what they saw in the stories they were telling me, I was never really sure that they saw it or if it was my husband's great-grandfather. Remember, I had never seen this being before, so I wasn't looking for him as they were. This particular day, I had left the hospital to go to his parents' home to grab some supplies and then go to our home to take care of our dogs. It had been a rough day as we had just been informed of another medical condition that had occurred, and it was going to make possible recovery more unlikely. Oh, that's tough. We were told some tough decisions might have to be made, and my husband and his two brothers stayed at the hospital with their mother while I made the drive to their house. I went there to pick up some specific items, his mother's medicine, his father's wallet, and some other items. I was trying hard to remain focused and remember where they told me these items would be, but I admit I didn't have the clearest of minds, and when I got to their house, I broke down. I couldn't remember where anything was supposed to be. They were counting on me, and I was panicking. After my little breakdown, I pulled myself up and went upstairs to their bedroom, where, to my shock, everything I was sent to retrieve was laid out neatly on the foot of their bed. Everything was lined up. No one had been in their house since he had the heart attack. The last time they were there was when the paramedics arrived and took his father to the hospital. To this day, I still have no idea how those items ended up there. I moved on, headed to my own home to care for my dogs before returning to the hospital. The entire drive there, all I could think about was my father-in-law and what I needed to do to take care of my husband. He was tasked with caring for his family, and I was determined to care for him. As I was pulling into my parking space in front of my apartment, and I'm wondering if this is the same apartment with the red-eyed or the black-eyed kid in the red hoodie.
Oh,
and
gosh, it could be.
I don't know, because that was an apartment. Someone stepped right in front of my car. I slammed on my brakes, thinking I for sure had just hit someone. The person standing in front of me was what I could only describe as a man in black, with the full description I gave before. He stood there for maybe a minute at most, then just vanished. I debated telling anyone. I didn't want my friends to think I was crazy, and I didn't want to give my husband's family false hope, so I didn't tell them. 3 days later, my father-in-law woke up and surprised everyone by being fully aware of everything going on around him. We were told he would make a full recovery. 2 weeks later, he was out of the hospital and back home where he lived many more years. When I was asked by his mother to describe what I saw, they all agreed it sounded like their man in black and were convinced he showed up to me because I wasn't looking for him as they all had been. That's from Crystal. That is an incredible story. I think it's so interesting. I've never quite heard of an entire family seeing this same spirit, but also kind of relying on the spirit. It's like when dad's in the hospital, okay, if the man in black shows up, y'all, it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
I think that's what's so interesting, that he was such a part of their lives that it's like, if he shows up, we're good. And he hasn't shown up yet. And then she randomly almost hits a man in black, or didn't hit a man in black, never was going to hit a man in black because he never was really there.
Yeah.
Because he did, you know what I mean?
Do you think it was this, her husband's, it appears to me it's her husband's great grandfather, right?
It said mother's grandfather.
Yeah, so it would be a great grandfather. Do you think that's the case, or could it be something else? It seems like it would be something that they're all connected to. You know, some sort of spirit.
My guess is from the way he's dressed, it kind of dates him to a certain era. So maybe that's how they ended up with that.
That they felt like that was maybe more the way he dressed or something, the great-grandfather. But the fact that they all think that...
What I think so interesting is I think that perhaps a lot of us do have that guardian spirit around us, that protective spirit that looks over us. It could be our grandmother. It could be our dad. It could be any number of people, but we don't see them. And in their case, they see him. And all of them do. And she got to see it too.
Yeah. Well, and how do you feel about the tornado? Like, I think, you know, tornadoes can just, like, we live in tornado world. And so we've seen them. Matter of fact, the other day, apparently I was basically on the edge of one. You know, I just went through this torrential rain for a few minutes and then got out of it and drove on home, thought, whoa, that was a lot. That, you know, I thought had that lot lasted much longer, I would have had to try to pull over because I couldn't see anything. And then I get home, like 2 days later, somebody's posting pictures of the tornado.
And it was rain-wrapped, and you can't see a rain-wrapped tornado.
Right. And I was like, oh my God, that's what I went through? You know, because they said this happened right here at this time and whatever. And I'm like, yep, that's where I was. And but so we do that, right? Like we live in that area. But tornadoes will touch down and they can pick up and go back up just as they can hop.
Oh,
like
yeah.
If you've ever seen a tornado where it goes through, you'll have one place that's just totally gone and then someplace next to it that's absolutely fine. It's like it hopped over it. It
well,
didn't
Tony
hit that
and
at all.
I were talking about this the other day that one of my Facebook friends, it was about that same time you drove through the tornado. Because they're a little south of here. And so I think that is the same storm, maybe. So they had a tornado. Their outbuildings had been hit. Their house was pretty good shape. But it tore the roof off of what looks like her husband's workshop, where he's got a million canisters of things. Like, there's small tools. There's big tools. There's WD-40. There's paint. There's all these things. And it ripped the ceiling off, or the roof off, excuse me. So it rips the roof off. But all those little cans were still standing. Like nothing
like why
inside.
Wouldn't have that been all?
Yeah, so there's no roof to this building. And everything inside just looks like it hadn't even been touched. So there was winds well over 100 miles an hour to take that roof off. So tornadoes do really weird things. And so it could have been barreling down on them and hopped.
And hopped. But did the man in black... Did he have something to do with that?
I don't know.
Or was he just there to say,
you're
it's
okay.
Okay? Yeah.
Because every time he shows up, it is a time of crisis or emergency and you're okay.
And what do you think about everything being laid out on the bed?
That to me was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the last time everybody had been in their house, I will just tell you, our mother has had some health issues. And so we moved her into an assisted living. And there was more than once that 911 had to come to her house. And each time that happened, I had to go back in and pick things up and move things back because they had to move things out of the way. You can tell when they've been in a house. And some, like his wallet, how did it end up on his bed with her medication? Those are two things that wouldn't even be together.
Yeah.
And they hadn't been back to the house since 911 came. So it wasn't like they had time to go, you know, I'm going to need these two things later. Let me put them together here.
Yeah. So it's definitely whatever the spirit is a good one. And they all recognize that, you know, it's doing good things for them or, you know, at least there to say everything's okay, if not doing more. So it's really a fascinating story.
I would love to know.
Well, and a coffee cup levitating.
What? And
what
I would love to know, though, is if the man in black continues through generations and if, like, their kids see the man in black, it'd be interesting to know.
Yeah.
Well, here is our next story.
This is Ashley from Nashville, Tennessee. So to start this off, about a couple months ago, my daughters and my husband and I were playing hide-and-go-seek. On our property, we have about an acre of land. Our house takes up a little bit of it, and then the rest of it is the play and all that sort of fun stuff. And so we were playing hide-and-go-seek, and my daughter, my oldest, she's 8, decided to hide at the back of the house. And we really don't go towards the back of the house. It's where the church meets our land, so we just kind of stay back away from that and just play out in front of the house normally. So in our game of hide-and-go-seek, I said, Abigail, it's time to come out. I can't find you. And she didn't come out. And so I called it again, Abigail, come out, you know, and she never came out. We have a creek in our back of our yard. And so my thought was she fell into the creek and like washed away. Like I'm thinking the worst. So my husband, my youngest daughter and I were looking all over the land for our daughter. And I noticed we have a couple of red cardinals that come onto our land and fly away, come back and fly away. Well, there's one red cardinal sitting on a tree in front of our garage, which is right in front of the back of the house. The cardinal is sitting on the limb. It would peek its head around the garage so it can see behind the house. And then the red cardinal will look back at me. And so after I look at the red cardinal, we met eyes. And the cardinal looked behind the house again. So it looked behind the house, looked back at me. We locked eyes. It looked back behind the house again. And then it turned its head and looked back at me. And suddenly my daughter comes out from behind the house. And I'm like, oh, gosh, we've been looking all over the place. So that was the first thing. I really didn't think too much of it. And then this past weekend, this happened twice on two separate occasions. I was in the other half of the house just doing laundry, cleaning, whatever. And my daughters were supposed to be in the living room cleaning, but they were playing. But anyway, regardless, they were in the living room. And the living room is right in front of our front porch. There's a fence on the front porch. And any bird can come and sit on this porch and look into the house. Well, my daughters are playing in the living room. And I'm by somewhere in the house sitting. And I happened to come by and notice that there was a red cardinal sitting on the fence looking in. And the moment the cardinal saw that we locked eyes and saw that I was there, like I happened to come into view, it flew away. And so another occasion, the same weekend, it happened again. Girls in the living room playing. I'm in the other part of the house cleaning or whatever. And I happened to come into view to check in on the girls, and there was the red cardinal again sitting on the fence watching my girls. And the moment we locked eyes, it flew away. So there's just been this one red cardinal just bebopping around my property, keeping an eye on my girls. And I did hear that red cardinals, they can be past loved ones watching over. I hope you enjoy my red cardinal story who likes to babysit my daughters. Anyway, thank you. Hope to hear your share soon. Talk to you later. Bye.
You know, there's been so many stories about birds, and I have my own bird stories. But mm-hmm. cardinals in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think it could be just a coincidence that the bird just keeps showing up? But it seems to be at times where it seems to be looking out for her girls. I mean, you know, it's so hard to say. It could be coincidental.
It could be absolutely coincidental. I have cardinals bopping around my house all the time. And, you know, I go to the kitchen sink and I see them out there and I watch them because I think they're awesome. But I don't have a feeling that they are anything. But she does.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that it's very possible that it maybe is symbolizing that there's a loved one there watching them. Maybe it, you know, I don't know if it is the loved one or if it's just kind of showing you that something's there to watch or something's protecting. But if she has that feeling, I think she's got that feeling.
I'm so with you. If you feel like that's what it is, go with it.
I agree.
If I find a penny before our Doobie Brothers concert, and I feel like that's from our dad. You know what I mean?
Then it is.
If you needed a sign and you got the sign, go with your gut and just trust that's what it was.
I agree. I think we each have our own truth and we in our own heart, and we need to listen to it.
100%. So if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want an ad-free version of the show, you get advanced episodes and access to the archive, then you need to be a premium subscriber. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free. You could also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made, because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
What if you could get more from what you already do? As a Shell Fuel Rewards member, that's just a regular Sunday. You get more rewards, more savings, and more special offers. Earn rewards when shopping, dining out, and fueling up. And all of that becomes fuel savings when you're at the pump. Use the Shell app and enjoy life with more. Your nearest Shell station is less than 5 miles away.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.